This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The fact that China and the United States compete against each other is ground well trod. Competition that gets confrontational in some cases. Trade and tariffs, islands in the South China Sea, human rights. Mars, too. We've both got rovers up there now, although we've got a helicopter, too. There is another thing to add to the list. Standards. Technological standards. The rules that companies pretty much everywhere follow so that their devices and their gizmos can work together, but also compete together. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on the technology beat today.
If I have an iPhone and I call a Samsung phone, I can talk. If I take my phone to Brazil or Singapore or France, it'll still call and it'll still text. That's not some kind of global coincidence.
Technical standards ensure that you can use your device pretty much anywhere around the world and it'll work.
Standards. Naomi Wilson is vice president with ITI, a trade association representing around 80 of the world's major tech companies. From HDMI cables to complex 5G cell phone connections, if something's going to work around the world, then the world has to be on the same page. The way these standards are decided is mostly by the companies themselves through different organizations like Wilson's.
Companies are so inherently competitive, the notion that they would also cooperate and build consensus can seem a bit ironic.
But that's what they do. It helps them reach more consumers. So literally, the companies get together at meetings, debate different tech standards, and vote on what the standard should be. And if the standards that everyone likes happen to be the ones based on technology you patented, well, that is pretty great for you.
A good example would be your cell phone.
James Lewis is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
In the 3G cell phones, European companies came up with the standards. And it was a huge boon to those companies, an immense source of wealth.
Nokia and Qualcomm, for example, earn billions per year in royalties because competitors use standards they came up with. And here is where the controversy starts.
The Chinese realized the values of standards and decided to capture them.
China's government started to increase Chinese participation in these global standards organizations.
They flood the meetings. There might be five Chinese experts for every non-Chinese expert.
The voting isn't usually one person, one vote, so that doesn't in and of itself guarantee Chinese standards will beat out others. But Lewis says China's also tried to move standard setting to government bodies at the UN, where it has more influence, and at times has politicized the decision-making process. Adam Siegel is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
There's been some instances where Chinese firms seem to be giving in to pressure from the Chinese government and the Chinese public to support Chinese standards, even if they thought other standards were the better ones.
For some, China's assertiveness on standards represents an economic and security threat. Officials from the U.S. to Germany to Japan have been suspicious of China's intentions, concerned Chinese standards might support its state security apparatus. For others,
it is normal that the Chinese companies would want to be in this space.
In response to U.S. pressure, some standard-setting organizations have kicked out some Chinese firms. That's pushed some Chinese companies to create separate Chinese tech standards.
What industry does not want is China staying home and creating its own brand of China-unique standards.
That is U.S. policy backfiring in action, says Wilson at ITI.
That causes a myriad of problems in terms of foreign companies that are required to adopt Chinese standards in order to get into the market are at an inherent disadvantage.
Another unintended consequence of U.S.-China policy has come from the blacklisting of several Chinese tech firms, leaving U.S. companies wondering if they can actually set tech standards together.
Companies still remain unsure about whether they can or cannot fully participate in these global standards discussions.
That's Patrick Lozada, Director of Global Policy at the Telecommunications Industry Association, a standard-setting organization. If the U.S. is concerned about Chinese participation in standard-setting, there's a simple solution, says Melissa Newman, a VP with TIA.
Increase U.S. participation in standards development.
The government could fund or incentivize companies of all sizes to engage more. As the saying goes, if you aren't at the table, you're on the menu. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.